Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and happy hump. Oh no, that's my Friday one.
Yep.
Sorry, fuck. Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy hump day. We're so excited to be back in studio with Theo on hump day celebrating the art of humping.
The art of humping, the art of getting over the hump, which is what we're here to do today because, you know, once today's show is over, then we're closer to Thursday and we're just crawling towards that weekend, y'all.
And now would be a good time to let everyone know that there is no show on Friday.
Because it's a summer Friday, I have a bachelorette party and we are going to town.
Woohoo!
I'm really excited about this weekend. I haven't had like a
Girly girl weekend
in a while, so it's going to be really fun.
I have them all the time, and I just have to say, like, you're going to have the best time.
No, I'm really quite looking forward to it, so thank you.
So much so that, like, I might even crash.
Yeah, you never know what could happen on a girly girl weekend.
I mean, I have, you know, a last-minute business trip to take on Thursday, which was perfect timing for you needing to take Friday off. But I can't stress this enough. We're living in a post-pandemic world. Do not look for me. I cannot be found.
Right. But pre or post or during pandemic, like, it's a summer Friday and we're going to make the most of it.
I love a summer Friday.
We made the decision. So last year we took the month of August off, which we loved so much. And then this year we were toying with the idea of doing that again. But instead we decided to keep August normal, but then like feel free to take sporadic days here and there. So you'll be getting shows in August unlike last year, but we're just going to use some of our PTO.
Yeah, I'm going to make my schedule flexible.
Yeah, very flexible summer schedule.
So happy hump day to you. I'm having a day.
Oh, please share. A Cleveland day?
A Cleveland day. I just have to share, and it doesn't seem like a big deal, but like, I'm such a principled person and I follow the law. So I was just like, I had such an annoying morning. Like, I decided to walk here, which is never a good decision, but it's gorgeous out. 65, light breeze between my thighs. Feels great. And okay, so, and I believe this is how it is in literally every state in America, but I'm not fully equipped on the traffic laws in other states. So I was crossing the street. I had the little walking man.
Okay.
And the avenue running perpendicular, running parallel to me was also going down because that's how it works. I walk, you walk, we're parallel. Somebody from the avenue went to make a right onto the street that I was currently crossing. I still have the right of way, correct? Mm-hmm. As a pedestrian. Mm-hmm. So I'm minding my own business, listening to Last Train Home by John Mayer across the street when this big fucking Bronco honks at me. And like, first of all, it's very disarming to hear a honk. Like when you're standing right in front of the car, it's so loud and it just like hits you in the middle of your chest.
100%.
Not only did I get honked incorrectly, so I look at him and I'm like, what? Because like I wanted to give him a second to realize he was wrong. I had the fucking right of way. He doubled down. And I could have just kept ignoring it because he wasn't going to run me over. He was just standing in front of me fucking honking. But I just, you know when something, a switch goes off?
100%.
And I got so fucking angry. Literally, I squatted in front of the car and I'm like, let me move my microphone back. Stop honking!
Why did you need to squat?
Because I wanted to look him eye level. I was standing, he was sitting in the car. You know what I mean?
Is it a low car?
Kind of. Whatever. You're getting hooked on the wrong fucking piece of information.
Okay.
No, I just kind of put my hands on my knees just to like give some oomph, you know?
Okay.
So I'm like, stop honking. And he's pointing to the little man walking like as if he's trying to show me I'm wrong. And I'm like, I wanted him to get out and just go tit for tat. Like, what are you trying to say with these honks? Because I'm correct. I have the right of way. I understand pedestrian laws. You don't. And I had Ben in the back of my head because I always take things to the next level. And Ben's like, why are you fighting with a strange man in a Bronco? But like,
I know, and also, like, people can be crazy. Like, you think that you're crazy, but, like, you're actually...
I don't carry a knife. Like, right. There are actual crazy people, 100%. But, like, it was just the principle was bothering me so much because I was right.
No, that's so frustrating.
And don't drive in New York if you don't understand the laws and then start yelling at people when you're the one who's wrong.
No, and also, like, reserve your honks for, like, other vehicles, not for passengers. Like, nobody... Really, what could a pedestrian, not passenger. What could a pedestrian be doing that's so horrible
that you need
to ruin their day with a honk in their ear? Like, it's so fucking loud. And also, maybe we should normalize lowering the sound of honks in vehicles. That's just, like, a thought.
I completely agree because, first of all, the only people that honks really are for other cars, and they just ignore you. So, like, it doesn't matter how loud it is.
Yeah.
But, like, when that honk, when you're standing right outside a car and someone honks, like, you feel it in your butthole. Like, it's so loud. And if you're not expecting it, it's so disarming.
It's so sick and twisted.
And I really just wanted to get out and have a conversation with this man because I wanted to know what he was trying to say. He pointed to the walking sign. Yes, I know I'm walking, therefore the sign says walking. So I don't know what he was trying to prove, and I screamed, and like all these people were staring at me, and I didn't care because I was fucking right.
No, good.
And I had Theo. You think Theo wants to hear that fucking honk? Like, he's a very peaceful person.
That's so upsetting. That would have really bothered me. I would have already been on Zillow, like, searching Cleveland homes, four bedrooms.
It bothered me so much. Like, and I honestly thought about following him. I was actually curious at this point. What is your point here? What were you trying to say with your honk and your point?
I don't know. That's upsetting.
Because unless I've been following the laws completely wrong my entire life, when the man is white, it's a little white man and he's walking, you walk.
Yeah.
Explain. Make it make sense.
It doesn't say honk.
No. And it doesn't say stop. There's that red hand that comes up. But the little white lights pop up and it's a little man. So I was following the little man.
It does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Thank you. So I just wanted to share that because, like, I'm really, like, I wanted to kill someone.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that happened to you. Not a good way to start your day, especially not a hump day.
No, and, like, I was feeling good about the day. Like, I had such a productive day yesterday. I have so many things to do before... I have, like, meetings and, like, appointments to do before I have to take my business trip.
Do you have meetings?
I actually have meetings, not meetings, meetings.
I have meetings today, too, which is not why I'm wearing a pussy bow, but I feel prepared to take on the meetings.
But it's not why you're wearing a pussy
bow. No, not. And now I feel like I need to book some more meetings while I'm wearing this blouse.
I'll have my people call your people. We'll set up some meetings.
Yeah, let's just start meeting today.
Love meeting people constantly.
That's so you.
I'm such a meter. Oh, speaking of... meats. I don't know.
The meats.
I went to such a good dinner last night at a place that you would like. And for the one reason I didn't love it, I liked it a lot, but I didn't love it, is the reason, like, you might like it because it wouldn't affect you.
Share.
I went to 12 Chairs in West Village.
You're so cool.
I know. It was so far downtown. Village. Celebrating my father-in-law's birthday. Happy birthday, Bruce. And
is Bruce on the loose?
Bruce on the loose. Did you just send him a happy birthday text?
No, but is it today?
It was yesterday.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you. Sorry. But you should send him a text today. It's Israeli food. They played, like, such good Israeli music. Like, I actually went on Spotify looking for the playlist because it was just, like, all the Israeli bops that I needed to hear. And it was packed and it was, like, vibrant, you know, pre-pandemic, popping, tables close together. And the food, like, I actually never ate so much in my life. And I hate falafel. I had four. Like, it was just so good. But they only serve beer and wine. So, like, there was just, like, a limitation on how much fun I could have at this restaurant. In the end, I actually ended up being really grateful for it because I had to go to an event afterwards. And, like, I just didn't end up getting wasted. And, like, now I feel good. But if I had drank at dinner, like, I probably would have stayed out till 4 a.m.
100%.
But, like, if I want to return to that restaurant on a Saturday night, like, I'm not going to go all the way downtown to drink beer and wine.
I think beer and wine is underrated. Like, remember Camp Toast? Like, and it's having just beer and wine, like, stops you from ruining your night.
Okay, beer and wine.
I'm actually reading Malibu Rising right now, and I think that's the case that Nina's trying to make. But obviously, that doesn't work out.
Beer and wine in certain circumstances. At Camp Toast, when you wake up and literally start drinking at noon and you don't go to bed till 4 in the morning, we did it for the safety of the campers. Like, because if they were drinking tequila and vodka, like, the campgrounds would be covered in vomit and, like, diarrhea. Like, that was for the safety of the grounds and for the safety of the campers.
Yeah.
When you go to a 2-hour dinner, like, on a Saturday night, and for me, I traveled so far downtown, like, I want a margarita. Like,
I understand, but, like, I think it's a nice, like, way to protect yourself. And, like, look at you today. It's a hump day. You're here. Like, you have so much to give.
It's true.
And I want to thank this restaurant, 12 Chairs.
Yeah. I just...
For delivering her whole.
So yeah, if people always ask for restaurant recommendations, and that is going to be on my list, but keep in mind it's beer and wine. And then I'm like, all right, I'll have a Bud Light. We're all out. All right, I'll have a Corona. We're all out. So I had to get an IPA that looked like an Angry Orchard, and it was so disgusting, like I couldn't drink it.
You're so not an IPA girly.
Like literally, if there is a picture of someone who's the antithesis of just like all that IPA has to stand for, it's me.
And you know why that is? Because IPA is for other girls.
And we've come to the conclusion most recently that I am not like other girls.
No, not at all.
Not at all. We have such a good show for you guys today, you guys.
What? We have such a good show for you guys today.
You guys. And we have no TV recap because for some reason The Real Housewives of New York wasn't on last night. And I really just wanted to thank everyone, Andy Cohen and everyone involved for sparing me like watching an hour of that like intolerable like drunk old women.
I want to thank everyone who contributed to that decision. It was one of the best.
I don't even need a reason. Like, I really, really don't. No. But we do have Dear Toasters because it's Wednesday. So that's our advice segment at the end of the show. And I'm excited because we have an update and two new submissions.
Yeah, and we have some good stories today. Heavy on the biz news. I think you're gonna like this biz news.
I mean, it's appropriate that we have biz news since we're in meetings all day. Well, for me, meetings.
Yeah, meetings. Same.
Eyebrow appointment meetings.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
I need one.
Do you want to come?
Yes.
Come
on my house. Yeah. Oh, I was going to book one today because I got a unibrow.
Yeah, no, it's just like, it's that time when you go from looking like Cara Delevingne to Frida Kahlo. Like, it's a very, very transitional time. And one day you wake up, you're Cara Delevingne, and the next day, you're Frida Kahlo.
For me, because I have lighter eyebrows, I don't like have that. But what I do start to look like is, you know, the scene in Beauty and the Beast when Dan Stevens transitions from being a man to a beast and his eyebrows start to get like take over his whole face.
Uh-oh.
That's if you watch the scene, maybe I will post
it. I think maybe you've seen that movie one too many times because detailed.
Like, I've seen it probably the same amount of time as you, but like when I saw what was happening to his eyebrows, I was like, oh, that's me a month post wax.
Honestly, I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast in a while. I think I'm due for my viewing.
I recently watched it because I was hanging out with Kaylor, and it was so fucking good.
Did she like it?
She loved it, and you know she's a woman of taste because she had no time for the Marie scenes.
Oh, nobody does.
Nobody does.
Did you watch the cartoon or like the most recent?
Live action. And so this good. Is actually the perfect segue into our first story, but I want a version of Beauty and the Beast Maurice free.
Yeah. Belle's dad was kind of like deadbeat, almost. Like, get a real job, stop making like trinkets in your basement. And I just think he was constantly giving Belle bad advice. And also, Belle obviously didn't love him because she should have run a brush through his hair. I fucking love Beauty and the Beast. Like, I could analyze like all the different facets of it.
I love it so much. But okay, let's get into the Fast Five because our first story is something that's going to excite you. So without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And yes, you've all broken my spirit. You broke me.
Today's episode is brought to you, I'll give you one guess. Bruce.
Bruce.
Oh, she has to get it in somewhere. Bruce is the best electric toothbrush on the market. And if you're not going to listen to me, listen to literally the thousands of toasters who have purchased one for them, their partners, their husbands, their sisters, their boyfriends, their brothers. It is the best electric toothbrush on the market. It is sleek, it is elegant, and it works so well. The brush itself, or should I say the Bruce, comes with six unique modes to customize your brushing experience. It has a 4-week battery life, a magnetic charging stand, and a compact travel case. They also offer a subscription program so you never forget to change your brush head again. Bruce will ship you new replacement heads every 6 months so you're never stuck using a worn down brush head again. The design is very sleek. The Bruce's electric toothbrush has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design. It comes in trend-driven seasonal colors and it looks great on your bathroom counter. All the toasters are Bruce-in with Bruce, and so are we. We've been doing it for like a year, and my teeth are literally stunning. So if you want teeth as stunning as mine, get 15% off your Bruce toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use the promo code TOAST at Bruce.com. That's 15% off promo code TOAST at Bruce.com.
Love it. Sign on. Bruce your teeth.
Bruce it up. Okay,
first story. A Snow White live action remake is coming, starring Rachel Zegler, who I'm sure you do not know, but she is set to star as Maria in the upcoming West Side Story remake, which was supposed to come out already, but now has moved to December because of COVID. And then she'll be starring in Snow White Live. So we're about to be seeing a lot of Rachel.
So I heard about this story briefly because there a report came out that Disney had very serious conversations with Olivia Rodrigo to be Snow White in this live action, which I think she's too busy to do right now, but I think that would have been cool.
Would have been amazing.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like I'm such a Disney girly, and like maybe my mind will change because I haven't seen Snow White in so long. I'm not really connected to the story of Snow White. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't live for it. And maybe I just haven't seen it in a while and I need like Disney live action to recreate like the magic. But I don't know. I just don't feel very connected to her story.
I feel that. And I do feel more connected to the story of the Huntsman for sure.
By the way, and tell me the difference between this live action and then the two other movies they made of Snow White.
Snow White and the Huntsman was like an action Game of Thrones style version that really focused on the Huntsman and they were like getting into trouble and stuff. Like that was sort of like a
alternative like twist.
Yes. Mirror Mirror was kind of like not parody, but over the top. Like it wasn't a true to form remake. Mm-hmm. And so this will be like the story period, just live instead of animated.
And like, why so many? Like, why did we have to get...
I guess they think it's a story worth telling.
No, it feels like they're, like, really messy and, like, can't decide how they want to tell Snow White's story in a modern era. Like, I feel like they really brought Lion King, Beauty and the Beast into the 21st century with these live actions. And Maleficent, like, they just really have been, like, killing it. And then the Snow White department, I just feel like they need a restructure. Like, it's just kind of messy.
But I think that this would is that.
So this is, like, the official retelling of Snow White.
Yes. I don't think they're even, like, thinking about Mirror Mirror and Snow White and the Huntsman.
But do they not see how that's confusing for the consumer?
They don't care about you. They've made that clear.
So clear.
So crystal clear.
Crystal.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Okay, so it's Snow White. Is that the one with the...
Dwarves?
Is that the word?
That's the word in the...
Feels like that needs to be changed. I don't know.
I think it will be changed.
The seven dwarves.
Yeah.
Sounds weird. I don't know why. I bet you on my life, like, I could not name them, okay? There's definitely Grumpy.
Okay. I have a leg up because of Descendants.
I don't. Okay. So this is someone who saw Snow White when they were a child and like never bothered to follow up on her story. Grumpy. I know that for sure.
You can relate.
And I want to say there's a Sleepy.
Yep. Also,
and that is, you know, kind of confusing. I also think there's a Stinky.
No.
Okay. Let's go back. Okay. Grumpy, Sleepy, Sneezy.
Sneezy.
Honestly, like... That's literally all I know. Can you name the rest of the four?
No, now I'm like...
Those are the obvious ones.
I was waiting for Sneezy. Sneezy is not obvious.
No, Grumpy and Sleepy.
Happy?
Okay.
Ding. Okay, that's... Okay, let me pull up a list, though.
And before you do that, I just wanted to say that I'm actually really looking forward to this new concert special coming out on Peacock on Friday, the Miley Cyrus Pride event, where she just sings, like, you know, gay anthems with... special guest, because I saw a clip of her and Maren Morris performing, I don't remember, but it was just like a classic bat mitzvah song. And I'm just really excited about it because Miley does nothing better than covers. Like, she's a cover queen.
Yeah.
And all the people that they're bringing in, I think like Casey Musgraves, Maren Morris, I'm really excited.
Okay, here are the seven dwarves. Dopey, you should have known that.
Okay, I guess, is he the one like on drugs?
Like,
you can look at Disney things, like, with a dark eye.
He's the only dwarf who does not have a beard. He's accident-prone and mute. With Happy explaining, that's another one, Happy, that he has simply never tried to speak. So they call him Dopey.
So wouldn't that make him, like, mutey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the dwarves are going to have to be reimagined.
This is very offensive. Like,
okay, Dopey, Sneezy, because he has extraordinarily powerful sneezes. Bashful, very shy and kind-hearted.
That's me.
Sleepy. Speaks for himself. Happy, jovial dwarf. Grumpy. And Doc. He's the leader of the dwarves. He wears glasses and often mixes up his words.
Yeah, I just feel like the whole dwarves community needs to be rewritten because it's just not very 2021 friendly, like the way they describe them. I don't know if the word dwarves is appropriate. Like, I just think, I trust Disney to bring the story of Snow White into the 21st century.
Yeah. And that was from Wikipedia, by the way.
So did you hear what I said about the Prime Peacock special?
Yes, sorry.
That's like a fun thing to do. If you're on your retro party, maybe you guys want to stay in, like, you like watch it and like drink.
Yeah, but I don't think that we'll like stay in and watch that. But I will just probably watch that at some point. Me if too. I'm in the mood for a concert DVD.
I love a concert like
it's
DVD.
A concert DVD. Like, that's what it
is. Yeah, no, and we're living in an age where we're getting, like, access to so many because of all these streaming services. Like, I will never say no to watching, like, Reputation Stadium Tour, the Beyonce documentary. Like, part of me, Katy Perry. Like, I will never. It's my favorite thing to watch.
Yeah, it's truly so enjoyable.
It really is.
Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
What, were you going to make fun
of me? No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Were you going to make fun of me because I was working on my segue?
No, did I say one word?
I'm working on... Mom, I'm working on my Segways.
Have you ever ridden a Segway?
The one with the, like,
yeah, Paul Blart.
I don't know.
I did a Segway tour in Jerusalem, and I have to say, like, it was the most fun I've ever had. As someone who's so fucking lazy, these walking tours are just not for me. But it's, like, a thing in Israel where you do, like, Segway tours. And it's actually really scary to get off of a Segway. Like, you have to balance completely right. The riding is super easy. So fun. Highly recommend getting a Segway, even though they're illegal on the streets of New York.
Thank you. This story is brought to you by Segways.
That's why I know all the pedestrian laws. See, I know that you can't ride a Segway, and I know that I was right this morning.
But more and more people are riding scooters.
Yes,
I think like we should become a scooter-friendly city.
I completely agree. We birded in Austin. We had so much fun. It was hysterical.
And it's a really efficient way of getting around for a city that, like, from north to south isn't that doesn't cover that many miles.
Yeah, I just don't know if how you would do it is on the sidewalk or on the street, because
or the bike lanes. We have so many.
That's true. Nobody respects the bike lanes. So I would actually be, like, scared to go on a scooter in a bike lane because people do not respect the bike lanes.
Everyone I know respects bike lanes.
Well, you know nice people, but
I don't know who you hang out with, but
I'm not saying my friends. I'm saying I see on the street. Like, nobody respects the bike lane. They pull over in a cab into a bike lane, they open the door, they don't even look for a cyclist. Like, justice, actually, for the bikers in New York. They literally keep this city running, and literally nobody has respect for the lanes.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Like, no, for sure.
I know about some of it, but I don't know.
I'm not saying the people who, like, leisurely ride their bikes to, like, their corporate offices. I'm saying, like, people who ride, like, delivery men,
keeping New York careers, running. Yes.
Keeping New York running. We yes. need to respect the bike lanes.
I agree. But if you're coming out of a taxi, this one's happened to me in a biker crash, and oh my God, I felt so horrible. It was horrible.
I've seen it happen in cabs. You're just supposed, that's why, do you remember that ad campaign? Look, and the two O's in the word look were eyes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's like the whole campaign. Like, just when you get out on the curb, always look for a biker.
Okay, but like when you're in the car before you open the door, it's hard to like lean out and see.
No, you look in the back window.
Oh, I guess. It's there's so many things happening in the city.
Of course. No, but people just need to be more conscious.
No, yeah, honestly, if it happens to you once, it will never happen to you again.
You'll be scarred. It's the worst feeling.
It's so upsetting.
Yeah.
Okay, next story, finally, it's time. Carl Nassib thanks the NFL for matching his $100,000 donation to the Trevor Project. He says, you're saving lives.
Oh, but I didn't know that they matched the donation.
Yes, on Monday, Las Vegas Raiders player Carl Nassib became the first active NFL player to come out as gay. And now he's thanking the NFL and fans who donated to the Trevor Project to support suicide prevention among LGBTQ youth. The 28-year-old Las Vegas Raiders defensive end made sports history Monday when he came out to the public as gay, making him the first active NFL player to do so. With the announcement, he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, explaining that he feels an immense responsibility to help in any way he can.
Yeah.
And then NFL announced that they would match the donation.
This was, like, so fabulous, because I think a lot of people reference Michael Sam as the first gay football player, which he was, but he didn't come out until after he was retired or no longer played in the NFL. And I think that, like, you know, the NFL is very much like toxic masculinity, like, you know, dudes, locker room talk, bro, yeah. And so to come out is probably really, really hard. And I have a lot of respect for him. And I never even heard of him, but he's my new favorite player. And he's very hot. Like, not that it matters, but he's, just for reference, like, in case anyone was wondering, he's very handsome.
Yes, very, very handsome. Looks like we're Raiders fans now.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Gotta meet up with Carl.
No, this is a really great story, and I'm sure he's changing a lot of lives for kids who play football, who might not see how they can be all of these things.
Oh, what was that documentary I was watching? Oh, the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Yeah.
There was a player in that documentary who no longer played, but he knew he was gay when he was playing on, it might have been his high school, or he was in the NFL, I can't remember. But he really, like, articulated perfectly, like, why it's so hard to be gay in those types of environments, and how, like, I'm sure there are plenty of other players who never came out while they were in the NFL.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, I have a lot of respect. It's a very courageous thing to do. And Carl, you have two number one fans.
Yeah, gotta great story.
Great story. And love raising money. Love that the NFL is publicly supporting. But, like, you know, it's like what happens in locker rooms is, like, really where, like, the concern I probably comes from. It's like the NFL front facing. The $100,000 to the NFL is, like, literally a dollar to us. Like, it's not a big deal. And he said, like, his teammates have been very supportive of the management. And, like, that's probably where it's scary to come out, like, within, like, your teammates. Like, you never know how other people are going to react. So
yeah.
I'm just wishing everyone the best.
Totally. Are you ready for our next story, which is a little ice cream drama?
Is it the ice cream drama that's brought to you by IP Vanish?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's absolutely nuts. Welcome. What? Today's episode is sponsored by IP
Someone
Vanish.
Someone needs to work on her segues.
Wow. Today's episode is sponsored by IP Vanish. What is IP Vanish? A virtual private network, VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computer, tablet, phone, even things like a Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all of your data becomes encrypted, what you're reading, searching, watching, whatever it is that you're doing. And that's important because what you're doing on the internet is absolutely nobody else's business but yours. IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. For listeners of our show, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 65% off. Just $3.49 for a month or $31.49 for the year. Here's everything you get with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses, which means your personal IP address cannot be tracked. You can circumvent any online censorship. They have more than 1,500 servers in 70 plus locations. I used IP Vanish when I was in the British Virgin Islands trying to get access to the Harry and Meghan interview, which was not available in Britain, which is weird because that's where Harry's is from. And I used IP Vanish and it worked seamlessly. You also get protection when you use public Wi-Fi and 24/7 support. You can email, chat with them, even call them. So go to ipvanish.com/toast to claim your 65% savings. They have plans starting at just $3.49 or $31.49 a year. This is the time to sign up. With our discount and their current promotional offerings, you can get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IP Vanish is the best of the best, rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot, and that's with more than 6,000 reviews. Remember, it's ipvanish.com/toast to get the deal and start protecting yourself online.
Thank you for that, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Okay, next story. The Dippin' Dots CEO is accused of blackmailing his ex-girlfriend and sending revenge porn to her mother.
This is so upsetting because I love Dippin' Dots.
The CEO of Dippin' Dots Ice Cream is being accused of sending revenge porn of his ex-girlfriend to multiple people, including her mother. According to a civil complaint filed in Oklahoma County.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting. Scott Fisher is being sued by Amanda Brown. The two dated from early 2019 to late 2020, the lawsuit alleges. In the complaint obtained by People, Brown alleges that Fisher frequently solicited private sexual messages from Brown throughout the course of their relationship. Brown additionally alleges that Fisher would take his own explicit photos of her, sometimes consensually and sometimes surreptitiously. Brown also alleged that Fisher frequently conditioned continued financial support to Brown based on her furnishing him with explicit photos. After the couple split, Brown alleged that Fisher sent explicit images of her to other people, including her own mother. She also alleged that he threatened to send them out to more people in an attempt to control her actions. This is so sick.
What a freak. First of all. Second of all, does he still work for the company?
It says Dippin' Dots CEO.
That's so upsetting because honestly, like, I cannot support a brand like that, but like, I love Dippin' Dots.
When's the last time you even had Dippin' Dots?
They sell them at the grocery store and like if anytime I'm at an amusement park, which isn't that much.
When's the last time you really had Dippin' Dots?
What is this? Like the SATs? Stop asking me fucking questions.
Like years.
Doesn't mean I still don't like it.
No, I know.
But did I say I have it all the time? I just said I like it.
No, but I like Dippin' Dots too, but I just feel like it's not really a New York City thing.
Sometimes you're like such an investigator. It's really annoying. Like, just let me speak. Like, you don't have to like interrogate like the one discrepancy in my story. Like,
never mind.
All I was saying was that I really like Dippin' Dots. There are a lot of things I really like, but I don't do every day. Doesn't mean I don't like it.
I never said you needed to do it every day in order to like it.
Well, then why did you bring up the frequency in which I consume Dippin' Dots? Because I just said I like love Dippin' Dots. Because like, really? When was the last time you had
it? Just to point out that it like won't be hard for you to forsake Dippin' Dots if need be.
Well, let me explain it to you. I've never been in the presence of Dippin' Dots and not eaten them.
Okay.
So anytime I come across, whether it's in the grocery store, there used to be a store in the city in Flatiron. If I'm at an amusement park, maybe I'll go to an amusement park this summer. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I've been in the presence of Dippin' Dots many, many times, and I've always eaten it.
Okay. So you're a big Dippin' Dots fan.
Yeah, but honestly, I need Dippin' Dots to release a statement that they don't stand by this kind of misogynistic, disgusting, exploitative behavior.
Agreed.
In order for me to continue being a lifelong fan of the brand. Maybe I don't eat it at the frequency that my sister wishes I did, but I'm still a fan.
Thank you for that statement.
The clarification was my pleasure.
Are you ready for a little food news that's a little more exciting?
Yeah, I just wanted to double check because I got here like a little late and I didn't really get to breeze by the stories. Are we going to talk about Casey Musgraves' new man?
We already talked about that.
Newer man.
She has a new man?
She's not with that man anymore, the doctor. She's with a writer now.
What?
He posted a photo, a Polaroid of them, like, sitting on her, she's sitting on his lap, giving him a kiss on the cheek. He's a writer. I don't know what he writes, but his caption was, you know, doing everything in my power not to write about her.
Okay, she shared a rumored, her rumored new beau shared a sweet photo of her saying, trying like hell not to write about her.
His name is Cole, and he's a writer. I don't know if he's like a songwriter. I think he writes like poems, which is so romantic.
Or books.
Sure.
Where did you, I can't believe I missed all of this.
Yeah, oh my God. Like,
I'm so sorry. And they were in the city?
They were?
Yeah, they were spotted after walking around New York City together.
And then the confirmation came on his Instagram yesterday. Oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
His name is Cole, and he's a writer.
So I wonder what kind of writer.
No, I know. It's very vague. He has like 30,000 Instagram followers. So he's like successful.
Where'd
if
you
that's
see,
how we measure success.
Where'd you see writer? Was it in his bio?
Like a page six. Like I saw the Instagram stuff go down. And then I saw a bunch of news outlets write it up and refer to him as a writer. And it's also in his Instagram bio.
Interesting.
Yeah. So again, I feel like he's an RM Drake.
Yeah, you know? Like a quotes writer.
Inspirational writer. That's just what I think. I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah, because when someone says writer, it's like, that's not author.
Right.
It's not songwriter.
Right. So it's actually like a vague word.
It is.
It's like influencer, you know?
Sort of.
When you think of writer, what do you think of? 3, 2, 1.
Writer girl. But this is writer boy.
Oh my God. No, and she's writer girl. So it's literally a match made in heaven.
Yeah. Maybe they can collab.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. I like that she's just playing the field. I feel like she went from that long relationship with her bandmate, which was just not the right fit, and then into another long relationship immediately with Rustin. And I just feel like I'm glad she's playing the field. Like, girl, live your life. You're literally one of the most famous singers in the world. Like, party. Like, go meet some guys.
Totally.
Some girls,
she looks
whoever.
Really happy in these pictures.
Yeah. But I do need her to release some new music. Like,
She is going. She said in her magazine interview that it's coming. I think it's coming this year.
It is time.
You can know that it's coming.
It is time.
What else is coming is a Krispy Kreme IPO. You want to invest in something you can believe in?
Oh.
Krispy Kreme looks to raise as much as $640 million through IPO.
Well, they got $50 committed from me. I believe in the brand.
The donut chain is looking to sell its stock for $21 to $24 a share, so you could get 2 shares.
Maybe I'll spring for 3.
Exciting.
Wait, this is so exciting because you want to know why? Like, I feel, first of all, I just love Krispy Kreme. Like, I just think they're such a fabulous brand. Their product, at the end of the day, like, the cream always rises, literally.
The Krispy Kreme rises further.
And Krispy Kreme throughout the years has always just been like the best donut. And they've never shied away from what makes them great. And I really respect that as a brand. Like, even, you know, moving into the 21st century with all these, you know, donuts are bad for you. Like, they don't fucking care. And I love that about them. And I will be purchasing some stock. When does this IPO happen?
This year. They're getting ready. And as we saw in the WeWork documentary,
these things take time.
They have to do their showcase or whatever it's called.
Yeah, like their little dance.
Their song and dance. They have to put together the big file.
I want to be in those meetings. Like, I want to know why I should purchase Krispy Kreme, because I'm going to.
Yeah. No, it's exciting news. I'm excited. I wonder what it's... Oh, it's going to trade under the ticker DNUT. D-Nut.
Oh, that's... D's nuts. Honestly, they should have thought about that before. Because that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, I get it, like, donut, but like...
But where's the...
yeah, and like, D's nuts. Whatever. I'll be purchasing 3 shares of D's nuts when the time is right. Because you want to know why? Like, Americans, we're like, what? They say, like, the most obese country in the world.
We looked this up recently. We're actually not the most.
But, like, Michelle Obama always used to say, like, we have a childhood obesity problem.
We do. We have an obesity problem. But we did confirm recently that we're not number one.
Oh, thank God. But we still have the problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that's not going away anytime soon. So I actually think financially it makes a lot of sense to purchase Krispy Kreme D-Nut shares.
Yeah. D's nuts. And you have to invest in what you can believe in.
And I believe in D's nuts.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's crazy.
I endorse you investing.
Yeah, if you want to, like, Venmo me, like, $50.
Oh, you could invest on my behalf?
Yeah, of course. I can't guarantee you'll see a return, but...
Interesting. Well, also, it hasn't happened yet, so everyone...
Just calm down, but we're just giving you, like, a little pre-finance news.
A little sneak peek.
A little taste of D's nuts.
Okay, our fifth and final story is some real biz news.
A little Business.
Because as I'm sure you've heard, it's been Amazon Prime Day for 3 days.
Oh my God, the marketing is actually really starting to bother me. And I have a conspiracy theory about Prime Day, but I'll let you finish.
And the Prime Day sales have surpassed $11 billion, topping record Cyber Monday levels. So...
okay, I don't know if I'm right, but I participated in Prime Day pretty much every year. There's always something like I want to get, but I just think it's like so stupid to spend money on.
I never prepare well enough for Prime Day. Like, do a total inventory of what I need in my life and wait for Prime Day. Like, I'm always
fucking years ago, I bought a Roomba. Literally one of the worst purchases I ever made. Like, no offense, that robot was dumb as fuck. Like, he didn't know, like, what a wall was and, like, what a corner was. And he was always getting stuck in, like, crevices. I just hated it, and like, it really did nothing, and like, he couldn't even send it to himself home back to the base, which so I would have to like get out of bed, like go pick up the Roomba. Like, it was just a torture chamber. But I've bought a lot of things on Prime Day, like, you know, I bought in the beginning like some Alexas, whatever, and I just don't really feel like the prices are that great. Like, I feel like a few weeks before Prime Day, like, all the prices of popular like tech items go up. And then they, like, drop back to their original price. Like, that's just the way that I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but I go on and I'm like, why is this shit still expensive? It's supposed to be Prime Day. I just don't really feel like the savings are as big as they market them to be. Now, I have no proof of that. I'm just saying it's a feeling.
No, I just feel like Prime Day, like, the only thing I bought this Prime Day was a bathing suit from Rach Parcell. And I didn't see...
was it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh.
She, like, posted, like, some of her Amazon...
oh, I thought you meant a Rach Parcell brand bathing suit.
She posted some of her Amazon fashion finds, and she posted
a
bathing suit.
She does great Amazon fashion finds.
She posted a bathing suit that I absolutely had to have, and I bought it regardless, but I didn't even see a sale price reflected.
You know, like, I just, like...
Prime Day is, like, kind of just, like, a marketing gimmick. Like, we're going to call it Prime Day, and we're just going to keep reminding you that you should shop on Amazon.
Yeah. But, see, Prime Day has also been, like, beneficial for me in other ways. Like, the Prime Day concert last... well, 2 years ago, Taylor Swift... SZA, Dua Lipa, like, that was good. I appreciated that. There was no concert this year. And I just feel like they inflate the prices just so that they can decrease them and call it a sale. And that's not a sale. That's a gimmick.
No. Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of out on Prime Day.
I kind of am too. And don't get me wrong.
But like, we're clearly alone in that.
Yeah, I love, like, Amazon. Like, I know everyone's like, it's the big bad Amazon, but, like, I'm totally here for it. Like, the convenience and ease at which my life... moves thanks to Amazon, I'm forever grateful for. I just don't really believe in this whole Prime Day thing. I'm suspicious. I really am. And I think I'm onto something. And now that I've put that in your brain, I think you guys, like, next Prime Day, we'll see what I was talking about.
Yeah, I agree. I just did not prepare well enough.
No, and the only real discounts that they offer are on their own products, like Amazon Echo, Dot, because Zach they can
a,
do that.
Zach,
like,
got a Kindle yesterday.
That, oh, you know what? I kind of wanted, like, a new fancy Kindle. I should have done that.
I should look into, like, what the newer Kindles are. I really like mine. I told him to get, like, the newest one, and that if he doesn't really use it, I'll take it, because I just want to see what else is out there. But I love mine so much. It's been so good to me.
I know, and, like, it works completely
fine. It works so great. It's so light, you know?
Yeah. Well, were those the Fast Five stories that you needed to know?
Those were the Fast Five stories that you need to know. I feel as though you need to know them.
I'm excited to dive into Dear Toasters, which is our advice segment. If you ever are looking for any sort of advice on... something work-related, relationship-related, we are here for you. DearToasters@gmail.com. We will always keep it anonymous. And if you've written to us recently and we've read your quandary on air and you want to update us with how things went, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Today we have one update and then two other submissions. So let's dive into Dear Toasters, brought to you by Scentbird. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, "You smell amazing. What perfume are you wearing?" Whatever scent you may be wearing, you have good taste and you know it. But your great taste is also expensive and you end up with a shelf full of half-used bottles. Mm-hmm. With Scentbird, we found a way to have great taste and mix up our fragrance routine without breaking the bank. Scentbird is a fragrance subscription service that gives you the opportunity to shop from over 600 brands. It is a flexible subscription so you can skip any month without penalties. Scentbird lets you choose a new designer fragrance to try every month for just $16. Every month you get to pick what you want to receive so there are no surprises. They have perfumes and colognes plus a lot of unisex options. And they carry sickening brands like Prada, Gucci, Versace, they have just like tons and tons of brands. Ones you might have heard of, ones you might not have heard of, like Confessions of a Rebel. I got a bunch of their scents, like sickeningly stunning. So don't be shy, like try different ones. And some of the bottles that they have on there can cost anywhere from $150 to $500, but they're charging you $16 a month. And with our code, you can get $11 on your first month. So the exclusive offer is 30% off your first month today. That's only $11 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com and use the code TOAST for 30% off your first month. Again, that's S-C-E-N-T, bird.com, to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11.
Sign on, smell amazing.
All right, let's dive into Dear Toasters. Hey, Claudia and Jackie, hey. My favorite sisters.
Thank you.
I'm contacting you guys today about a current dilemma I am in. My best friend Chloe recently got married and had a wonderful wedding. It was super fun and got a little wild at the reception. Chloe has a friend and a bridesmaid named Mandy. Mandy was always joking about getting with Chloe's younger brother, who's 5 years younger. While she has always joked about it to Chloe, Chloe has always said, no way, not allowed. While it's been a joking tone for both sides, I truly think Chloe meant, hands off my brother. After Chloe and her new husband left the wedding, Mandy went home with Chloe's brother. The next morning, she asked me to pick her up from his house and tried to tell me all about it. I told her I didn't want to know. Now the bride is on the honeymoon and has no clue about what happened, and all the bridesmaids are assuming that they slept together. So my question is, what do I do? Do I pretend I know nothing and not tell my best friend? Do I inform her about it when she gets back from her honeymoon? I haven't been talking to Mandy in fear she will ask me to keep it a secret. Should I talk to Mandy about it and encourage her to tell Chloe? I don't want to get involved, but I also don't want to lie to my friends. Please help a sister out. Sincerely, a struggling toaster. Okay, so basically, like, she needs to know if she should tell the bride that one of the bridesmaids fucked her brother.
I would say stay out of it. If the bride asks you directly, don't lie to her. But
no, I don't agree.
What?
Because what makes it worse is, like, if she finds out and then, like, all of her bridesmaids knew and nobody told her, like, well, that's so hurtful.
Only one bridesmaid knows for sure. Her.
No, she said all the bridesmaids are assuming they slept together.
They're assuming, but they don't know for sure because they didn't pick her up the next morning.
Yeah, but, like, if all of them think something went on and nobody told her, like, that's even more hurtful. Not only did, like, your friend betray you, then, like, all of your other friends did nothing.
I don't know.
I think you should just tell her.
I don't know if it's, like, a betray. Like,
maybe it's an anonymous note kind of thing.
No, I don't think so, because I don't really think she needs to know. Like, she's newly married. She's so happy. Mandy slept with her brother. Like, it's not a huge deal.
Well, see,
I don't think it, like, either they're going to keep sleeping together and be in a relationship, which is sweet, or it's never going to happen again, which, like, solves the issue also.
I do think the bride, like, being so, like, bent out of shape. I mean, I don't have a brother, so I don't really know what it's like, but I do think it's, like, not that big of a deal. But she's made it clear, like, she doesn't want it. So, like, now what does everyone do?
But, like, it's not that big of a deal, I think. Like, really, truly. And also, like, I'm assuming the bride is, say, 28, I'm just going to take a guess. And the brother is 23. Like, he's, as long as he's, like, legal age, and these are two consenting adults, like, sure, I'm sure the sister didn't want it. But I think in general, like, it's not that big of a deal.
I think if anything, you should just, if you want to do something, encourage Mandy to go talk to the bride. Like, it's her mistake. She's got to deal with it.
Sure.
Because you want to be a good friend.
I guess I can't really put myself in this position because, like,
we don't have a brother.
Yeah, that we would feel this way if, like, I can't. I feel like so many times
people are, like, weird about brothers.
No, I feel like friends are excited when, like, a friend, like, hooks up with their brother.
Some people, yes, that's, like, ideal. Like, maybe you hope they'll get married.
Yeah, and then
sometimes people are weird about brothers. Like, they are.
I think it's weird if she's weird.
I know, but we don't have a brother. Like, we really can't say that.
Yeah.
I would encourage Mandy to, like, be the grown up. It's really not your problem. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, now you have this pit when you just were a good bridesmaid.
But I also feel like everyone needs to just take a step back and, like, look and, like, gain some perspective and realize, like, it wasn't a murder. Like,
yeah. It's not that serious.
It's okay. Yeah. It's going to be okay.
No, that's actually a really good point.
Even if the bride is a little peeved for a few days, like, she'll fucking get over it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the most similar thing I can think of is, like, at my wedding. And I think maybe at your wedding too, like, a lot of our male cousins, like, hooked up with our friends, which we loved.
It was so exciting.
And maybe that's the kind of sisters we would be if we had a brother, but not everyone is like that.
Maybe if you had a brother,
that you were passionate about, you would know what it's like, but you don't.
Also, we do have a half brother, and I would be so excited.
Oh my God.
That would make someone my sister. I really think you guys are blowing this out of proportion.
Yeah, no, but see, again, that's how we would be. Like, if anyone came and wanted to, like, marry our half-brother, like, I would die. Like, that'd be so great. Like, we would all be so close. We could have barbecues.
100%.
But again,
just tell her about the barbecues.
Some people are weird. Yeah, why don't you paint a picture for her? Barbecues, couples trips,
no,
because
then Mandy's like, I don't want to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, and the brother's like, I was just trying to get some pussy. Like,
you guys, this is not, like,
it's really not that serious.
It's not that serious.
So true. All right, next up. Hi, Claudia and Jackie. Longtime listener here. I need y'all's advice on a situation with my sister. Here's the situation. My sister has been severely editing the shape slash the shape slash size of her head in pictures for the last 3 years, and I've let this issue go on for 3 years too long. My sister is beautiful, so I don't know what her complex with her head size is all about. She always insists pictures of us or groups are taken on her phone, and then she will only send the pictures where she has edited the size of her head. I think my biggest and most selfish issue with her edits is that my head is already bigger than hers. And she goes on to make hers smaller, so I'm... So I'm left looking like Megan Mind. Also, on the rare chance that pictures are taken on someone else's phone, people will post the original and she will post the edit. It's so obvious, it's but horrible. She doesn't think anybody knows. Now, I appreciate a little Facetune here and there, but hers has gone way too far. My sister and I are pretty close, but we've never really talked about our body image or anything like that. So I'm needing advice on how to talk to her about editing faux pas. My sister will be getting married this year and I don't want her to alter all of her pictures. Please give me the best sisterly advice that you have. I want my sister to be confident because she doesn't need to edit the way she looks. I'm looking forward to hearing what y'all have to say. Thanks a million. This is a very interesting thing because I'm very pro Facetune. Like, I'm the type of person, it's like, you know, Facetune can give you the body you want. Like, and I really don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. But I agree when it comes to, like, wedding photos. Like, you really just want to look like yourself. And also, if she's impacting the way you look, like, that's really not cool.
Yeah, I feel like I can't relate to the head of it all, but...
But I make my, arms look
We smaller. Can, like, place ourselves in this position. Like, sometimes we'll take a group picture. Some people want to, you know, tinker with it.
Tighten up.
And then also, like, sometimes other people suffer because of it. Like, you can't take from... You can't give to something without taking from somewhere else.
No, you can't take from something without giving to something else. So, like, and that's, honestly, the balance... That is Facetune.
Right. So everything, like, it really needs to be a group effort if there is a group photo Facetune. But if one of our sisters was, like, Facetuning to the point of, like, embarrassment, I would say something.
No, and sometimes, actually, like, we've had that in the past where, like, someone will post a picture and we'll post it happened to me. Like, you guys will screenshot my Instagram and be like, you're crazy. Like, delete this. And we do it to the other, like, we check each other.
Also, what will happen is someone will edit themselves, like, in a picture, say it's two people, like, really not look at the other person because, like, that's not their problem. But then they post a picture and the other person looks so...
Deformed.
Deformed.
Yeah.
And it you lose credibility when you post shit like that.
No, 100%. So, like, I actually think it's... We have a good type of relationship. Like, we're constantly checking each other.
It
like,
seems like she's close with her sister. They haven't broached this topic yet, but I think that you can. And I think you need to just be like...
Be kind, because it's obviously an insecurity.
Yeah, but be like, you're so beautiful. If my head's bigger than yours, what are you hiding? Like,
honestly, I don't really feel like I can give appropriate advice until I see the size of both the heads. Like, I just need to know. I feel like it's one of those things, like, you think your head is so big and, like, nobody notices, you know?
Yeah.
What even is a big head? Like a cone head? Like, I need... reference.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Like, I have a big everything else. Like, I would love a big head, you know, finally balance this thing out. Honestly, just talk to her. Sisters are cool. Like, even if she gets upset, like,
and sometimes people need tough love, and if, like, you don't want all of her wedding photos to be, like, you know, the
curvy,
the
warped.
Yeah, what's it called? The pillar in the background is like...
It's like turnt, yeah.
Dancing.
No, and also, I think the real travesty here is like her posting edited ones while the non-edited ones are floating around the internet.
It's horrible.
And you just need to be a good sister and tell her, like, that's really not appropriate internet conduct.
Yeah, and once the original is out there, like, don't you dare post an edited one.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, yeah. It's the rules of engagement.
All right, this third one is an update. Hello, Steenie Queens. As you may recall, I'm the girl who didn't drink her coffee before taking her new man to the airport, therefore resulted in an accidental and horribly embarrassing I love you. Well, ladies, after much patience and many other airport drop-offs, I'm officially his girlfriend. We made it. Couldn't have done it without my Steens. Make sure all the toasters know a situationship can turn into a relationship, even if you say I love you in 1 month. Thanks so much for your help. Oh, we just love a happy ending.
We really do.
So you know what? That was maybe the universe's way of telling you, like, you actually maybe did love this man. Like, of course, I accidentally told, like, my teacher I loved her. I didn't actually love her. But, you know, this could have been, like, kismet.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
We're so
nice
happy
to
for
end
you.
On a happy note.
That's our show. Anything else you want to talk about? Relive? Recall?
No, only content update for me is I'm reading Malibu Rising.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I'll
finish it today. Yeah, it's really, really good. You're going to like it. It's more similar to Evelyn Hugo than it is to Daisy Jones and the Six. There's so much.
Thank,
like,
God.
There's so much crossover. It's like, it's really crazy.
So I'm taking a long flight tomorrow. I'll probably start there.
Oh, enjoy.
Yeah,
treat
I'm really
yourself.
Excited. So I have nothing else to update. I just have, like, meetings.
And we got to get to it. So I think that's our show.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing hump day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.